Crossing the continent and crunching numbers. That's what Turner Friday does.
Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this. Ugh.
1.21 gigawatts.
What the hell is a gigawatt?
You're listening to the Hashtag Getting Podcast, brought to you by Auburn University's Samuel Ginn College of Engineering.
Well, we're rolling again on the best podcast in all of higher education. Think you know what I'm talking about. That'd be the award-winning Hashtag Ginning, brought to you by the Samuel Ginn College of Engineering's Office of Communications and Marketing. I work for that place. Communications and marketing is my game. Hopalong Henderson is my name. Awesome.
Is that it? Hopalong Henderson?
Well, because of my infirmity.
Oh, the boot.
Greg called me Hopalong yesterday.
Jer's down. You know, back in the day, we'd have probably put you down, Jer. So modern medicine is great.
Now Jeremy is the name. And the guy over there, Buffalo Bill himself, Bills are back.
It's draft day, baby.
Is that what it is? It's
today draft day. We will find out which future Bills will be Super Bowl champions this year.
Bo Nix, love it.
No. We've got a quarterback. We trust.
That's Austin Phillips. He's the director of the Office of Communications and Marketing. Over here, we only have three episodes left with Francis Scott
Keane.
The Knob Turner from Helena. Going to be graduating soon, leaving us behind, going on to bigger and better things.
Well, and I'd be remiss if we didn't, and I told Scott this the other day. Scott, you've done an absolute wonderful job. You've done a wonderful job with this podcast. Student workers, you know, sometimes are hit or miss. We've been lucky in terms of we've had some really great ones. But in terms of us just being able to turn the podcast over to Scott, he gets it edited in a good time. The quality is phenomenal, award-winning. Mm. You know, Scott, can't thank you enough for everything that you've done. We wish you nothing but the best. Helena's getting a classic back. So
I didn't care for him that much. I think his quality suffered a little bit, but you know, at the same
slump.
Time, I mean, it hadn't been the worst. That's pretty good.
But no joke, Scott. We really appreciate you, bud, and you've done a great job. We wish you nothing but the best, and we're here to help you in your future endeavors. So, yes, sir.
But enough about Scott.
Let's get to
today,
the meat.
Okay, Austin. I love looking at LinkedIn.
Yeah, I was thinking you were about to say, I love riding bicycles. No, you don't.
No, freshman year, that was the last time I tried that. It was 20-something, I don't know. Anyway, but you can tell a lot from somebody with their LinkedIn profile, I like scrolling around and looking. And a lot of times, you know, like I didn't have the most professional thing. Now I've kind of updated mine a little bit. You know, usually a professional headshot kind of a thing. Maybe a suit, a tie kind of a deal. Not our guest today. Well, definitely a tie. Tuxedo.
Oh.
You don't even know what's on there, do you?
I'm not going to lie. I've not looked at my LinkedIn in probably a couple years.
Well, you should. It's impressive. I mean, a tuxedo.
I'm pulling
He's
it
in
up
a tux.
Now.
I mean, unless there's another Turner Friday out there.
Was this like your prom or something?
I
was a senior in high school when we took that picture.
Well, I mean, it works. Yeah. I keep it going.
It looks professional.
The title said Man of Mystery. I felt that was interesting. Oh, I'm joking on that. But not only do we have a tux.
Friday.
Nice distinction.
Turner Friday.
Well, what a name.
I know.
How has that helped you in your life? Because that's just
a
cool
last namer.
That sounds like a movie character, like in a good way.
I wouldn't say it has any particular advantages other than the like corny jokes.
Word.
I get a lot of.
I gotcha. Oh, when that song came out, that must have been hell.
Oh, the Rebecca Black song.
Rebecca Black.
Oh, yeah.
That must
have
been awful.
I got it.
Or incredible. What was it?
Either or.
How old were you then? God, you're probably in third grade or something.
Never mind. That sounds pretty accurate. Okay. I can't lie.
Okay, never mind. That's not as recent as I remember.
I mean, it's a core memory. It's a terrible song, but
there's a little PTSD. I can see it in the eyes.
Okay, well, Turner is a sophomore in industrial and systems engineering. Also, you got him. Oh,
junior. Sorry,
junior. Well, that god dang LinkedIn profile throwing me for a loop.
I know.
Okay, junior. My bad. A junior in industrial and systems engineering.
Yep.
Minoring in
finance.
Mm-hmm. Finance over here, taking advantage of the stepson. Oh, I'm just joking, Harbert. Love y'all. And then also, but you got on our radar because you apparently have an interesting hobby that is going to be put to some good use. We said something. There was something about a kid named Turner Friday who's bicycling across the country or something.
Yeah. Yes, sir. It's
like, what are we talking about?
Get this kid on the podcast.
Yeah. What are we? Yeah. What is going on?
Okay. So this is a huge can of worms to unpack, I feel like, but
it's only got 13 more minutes.
Yeah. Okay. Hopefully I can get it done. It's called Journey of Hope. I am in a part of a Greek organization here on campus. I'm a Pi Kappa Phi brother. And our philanthropy, actually, it's something very, very special about Pi Kappa Phi is that it's the only fraternity or Greek organization in the country that owns and operates their own philanthropy. So we started it from the woodworks. We put it all together. And the goal is to recognize men and women with disabilities, not for what they can't do, but for what they can do. And so they have several events that go on throughout the year that brothers of Pi Kappa Phi can actively participate in or choose to volunteer for.
Well, this seems like a big one, though.
It's probably up there with their biggest events. It all started when I did this event called Gear Up Florida. Basically, you start in Miami and you cycle all the way to Central Florida, or not Central Florida, I guess it's more northern, but Tallahassee is where you end up. You end up at the capital at Tallahassee. Every day while you're there, you bike some number of miles, usually around 70 or 80 miles, and you get to your destination and you spend the rest of the day going to a nonprofit or some other organization that aids people with disabilities. And that's really what sparked this entire Journey of Hope sort of thing, is that I came back from that trip
inspired.
That's the best word that you can put for it, I feel like. But yeah, every day I just feel like it was a very humbling experience, not just physically, not just biking, but you go there and you're serving people who've never really been given the opportunities that we've been given, you know?
Sure.
So it's an honor to be able to ride the bicycle, to be able to push your body to the limit, to be able to physically exert yourself. But yeah, this summer I'm running it back, but I'm starting in San Francisco, California this time.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
San Fran, all right.
Need to go ahead and buy my plane ticket.
Bike-a-roni.
Yeah, you might want to do that.
Yeah, we're about a month out now. Yeah. We kick off June 5th. That's the day we leave San Francisco. And then we kind of bike through the Rockies, through Colorado and Utah, and then we cut up north and then go through the Midwest, all those big cities up there, Chicago, Milwaukee, bunch of big college towns, Notre Dame, Ohio State, Michigan. And then we end up at Washington, D.C. on Capitol Lawn.
Sheesh. That's a trip.
How many folks are doing this ride?
Well, there's two routes. You can either start in Seattle and go to D.C., or you can start in San Francisco and go to D.C. And they kind of crisscross each other, and we meet up in Denver at one point. But each team, I'd say, has about 25 to 30 guys participating, so 50 to 60 total.
How many other folks from Auburn are participating in this?
I actually, one of my good buddies, Chase Dumont, he'll appreciate the shout out, but he's also doing Journey of Hope with me as well.
Okay.
He's not doing the same exact route. He'll be doing, it's called the Transamerica route. That's what he's doing. I'm doing the North route. He starts in Seattle and he goes through Wyoming and Montana and all those very, very northern states. And then he ends up cutting down and going through Kansas and all those cornfield states. And then he ends up in D.C. the same day as I do. But yeah, it's much longer than Gear Up Florida. It's obviously, you're biking across the country. We're going to need a full 2.5 months. Yeah.
Good luck there, Turner. hope you'll be back for senior year. It's going to be good.
Hopefully I make it back in one piece. Yeah, that'd be ideal.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's I mean, I don't know. That's an incredible thing. I mean, it's one thing you talk about when we have, you know, what is it? You know, the water cycle No, what is it? Is that what it's called?
Yep, the water cycle.
Water cycle
at Lake Martin
and
for
you know,
EWB.
Yep. And Bow Bikes Bama, yeah. and that sort of thing. This is a Turner Bikes the Continent.
Well, and you know, I know we're raising awareness as well, but how else are we raising funds? What else are we doing for this cause?
So there is a ton that goes into it. Right now I'm actively fundraising. That's the biggest thing. I have to have a said number. I think it's 6,500 right now raised by the time I get there. And so does Chase. So does everybody else who's going to be on the team. We have to raise $6,500. And then mainly that fundraising money, I'd say a little bit of it goes to meals and lodging and honestly, just like a lot of logistical stuff. But I'd say the majority of it we send in the form of grants to the nonprofits we'll be serving on the road. So it's a great way for us to give back and also go on the trip at the same time. I'd say each organization gets probably $1,000 from us, something like that, $1,000 to $2,000 from us. That's at least how it was on Gear at Florida. I don't know, because we have to see a ton of organizations to serve on the road for Journey of Hope. Every single day is, I mean, it's like 60 days on the trip. So
if someone, one of our listeners, one of our alumni, they wanted to support this and support you, support Chase in this journey, how would they go about doing that? How would they get in touch with you to get that done?
Well, both of us have
definitely not LinkedIn.
It's a thing of the past. Yeah. Let's move past LinkedIn.
Seriously.
Both of us have our own fundraising page right now. It's through the Classy website.
Okay.
They're sponsored by GoFundMe, so it's trusted, it's reliable. Each of us has our own page, and we can send out a link or give any one of you a link to go and donate to that specific website or each other's fundraising page.
Well, and we could probably link to that in our story when we post this podcast. Definitely. So that link will be embedded for our listeners especially some of our really, you know, we're known for engineering alumni who love this place and love Auburn engineers and love giving back
and
love
have
supporting.
Some fat coin, if you know what I mean.
So hopefully we'll spur some donations from this. Well, let's get to the.
We got to cycle back.
Yeah,
we got to cycle back a little bit.
So let's get back to the beginnings of the Turner story. Where are you from?
I grew up in Pensacola, Florida.
Okay. Home of Roman Reigns.
Amen.
There you go.
Oh, that's a
home
that's
of who?
A, that's a
Roman
bill.
Reigns.
That's a Buffalo
the
Bill.
WWE
right?
former oh, champion.
My bad. Oh, that's it. Pensacola,
yeah.
Austin's like Roman
yeah,
Reigns.
Wrestling. Oh, you know it's got to be WWE, yeah.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Pensacola.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Were you into cycling back then?
I really wasn't. I was a big runner in high school. That was kind of my thing. I did a lot. I was on the track team. I was on the cross country team. That was more late high school, but I played a bunch of other sports too, I feel like. But yeah, I never really picked up cycling until I got to college, until I got an invite to join the Gear Up Florida team. I never really got on a bike, but I've grown to love it. Now that I've been doing it for so long.
Well, why Auburn and why engineering?
Well, that's a pretty easy question, because I am a double legacy right now of two Auburn engineers.
Awesome.
So I grew up into it. My dad and his dad.
Awesome. And what disciplines were his dad and granddad in?
They're both civil guys.
Okay.
I'm industrial and systems.
They must be really disappointed in me.
Yeah, no, I'm an outcast.
What's dad and granddad's names?
This is Chad Friday, and then that's my dad, and then Tommy Friday is my grandfather.
Awesome, awesome.
Yes,
well,
sir.
That makes it. Why industrial, though?
Honestly, I don't know. I did not plan coming to Auburn and doing industrial engineering. I wanted to do one of the ones that everybody does. Everybody goes into Mechie or aerospace or... I don't know. I know a lot of civil guys, but honestly, I didn't know industrial engineering was a thing until I actually got to Auburn. And then I found out all of its applications and how useful it was and how good the job market is and how versatile of a major it is to have. It's a great degree. And
yeah, it worked out for Tim Cook.
It did.
I'd say
it really did.
I'd say so. Can he donate?
Yeah.
Hey, if he's listening, there's a good chance he's a Tiger Giving Day supporter, and of course he's a great supporter to the entire university. But yeah, projects like this, Mr. Cook does support, so maybe he's listening.
I'm sure he is. Somebody. Yeah. No, I've seen him on a bike. I'm sure I could see that happening.
Yeah. He's been on one before.
Well, hey, he's out west in California too.
Sure.
You know,
yeah, go. Yeah. Swing on
my Cooper Talk. Yeah, was it? Yeah, Cupertino, yeah. I think is the address. Yeah. So.
In terms of, again, some of the opportunities, I guess, that you saw in industrial and systems, for somebody, you know, somebody also coming to Auburn and not knowing, like you said, that it was a thing. So what would you expand on that maybe a little bit? Like what would you recommend or what would you, how would you sell it to them?
How would I sell industrial to somebody? Well, I'd sell it to anybody who is it's very much more numbers oriented. I feel like obviously math is a huge part of all engineering everywhere. That's common sense, but industrial in particular, it's very database. It's all about looking at data, being able to figure out what data is telling you, specifically in manufacturing and other forms of industry, to be able to look at that and say and make decisions based off of statistical data. So if you're really into statistics, if you're really into just like number crunching and making numbers work for you, there's a lot of coding, there's a lot of I'd say it's definitely geared towards people who are much more willing to crunch the numbers, I would say. So that would be my suggestion if you really enjoy that sort of thing.
Have you gotten involved at all with the Thomas Walter Center, the BET program in IC?
I'm familiar with the BET program. I honestly thought about choosing that as my minor over finance, but I ended up not going that route just because finance has, I mean, you're always going to need to know how to deal with money. So that was my biggest thing. But I know a lot of people in BET. Dan O'Leary is a big part of BET.
Yeah, it's a great program. That's our business engineering technology program. We run out of the Thomas Walter Center.
Man,
so really, yeah, Thomas Walter, of course, you know, Texas Instrument, you know, one of our alumni, a great supporter, but business, you know, on the business side did great things to help stand up this program, because that industrial is kind of at the intersection of our business.
A lot of business. Yeah.
Yep. And to see that program thrive, but it's a great program. So if there are ways you could plug in, I definitely would encourage that.
What are you, when we get this great degree, when it finally, we get the sheepskin or lambskin, whatever.
One day.
I guess one of it. What are we hoping to do?
Yeah,
with
what's
it?
Next?
Oh, honestly, I can't lie. I'm probably going to stay in school. I don't know. I've been thinking about it for a while. I think I'm going to a grad program outside of Auburn. I don't know. I've really grown to think that I want to have a faculty sort of position one day, you know, maybe teaching or some other sort of research position. Because I genuinely enjoy my studies. I like going to school. It's weird to say, but I like learning and I like classes and I think I'm good at it. So I've honestly been thinking of continuing that outside of just an undergrad.
Awesome. Well, you don't have to look far. There's a phenomenal graduate school that's right under our feet. So don't try not to look too far.
That is true.
We have a very good one, I think.
Yep.
It's over our heads.
Yeah.
Actually, it's a building over and three floors up.
Room 3210.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Well, Turner, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to join us. And, you know, we're going to be praying for you for this trip.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more comprehensive than I think I was imagining.
You got an Instagram account or anything?
I do.
Okay,
yes,
I'm going to have to follow this because I'm going to have to keep up with this summer.
Oh, yeah, I'll be posting.
He hasn't touched it since eighth grade.
Well, Instagram's probably up to date. LinkedIn's
probably
the thing
up
of the past,
to date.
Right?
Well, see, but now you got something to post now.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all the attention. This is going to take, I mean, career-wise.
Get that phone charged up because it's going to be a ringing.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks so much for everything and for representing us out there and for a good cause.
Absolutely.
Not just carrying the flag.
Absolutely.
Carrying a mission.
There you go.
I don't know what that means.
Love it.
War Eagle.
War Eagle.
War Eagle.
You're listening to the #Getting Podcast, brought to you by Auburn University's Samuel Ginn College of Engineering.